Trinadapi sunichena tarari vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamai vakivalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. Welcome everybody. So nice to see you on this very auspicious Mohini Ekadasi. Tonight, we are going to enter the best part of this chapter 15. This last six verses are very, very nice. So let's begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we begin with text number 15, a verse that is quoted extensively by Srila Prabhupada throughout his books. Let's do the verse together. 1, 2, 3. Savasya chaham hridi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krid vedavid eva chaham. Let's do it again. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo Vedanta Krid Vedavid Evachaham. Now responsively the word for word meanings. Please repeat. Sarvasya. Of all living beings. Cha. And. Aham. I. Hridi. In the heart. Sannivishta. Situated. Matak. From me. Smriti, remembrance. Gyanam, knowledge. Apohanam, forgetfulness. Cha, and. Vedai, by the Vedas. Cha, also. Sarvai, all. Aham, I am. Eva, certainly. Vedya, knowable. Vedanta Krit, the compiler of the Vedanta. Vedavit, the knower of the Vedas. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Aham, I. So before we go to the translation, notice that three times aham is used, I am. And this reminds me of something that I should never forget, that God is a person. This idea that God is a person is one of the most profound teachings that Srila Prabhupada emphasized throughout his books, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Prabhupada's mantra, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, he has come to drive out, kick out all kinds of impersonalist, voidist philosophy. And also, this aham is also there in the Chatushloki of Srimad Bhagavatam. This same idea is expressed where Lord Narayan is speaking to Lord Brahma that in the beginning there was me, I only. And during the manifestation is only I. And after it's all wound up, still I remain. So this idea that God is a person is very fundamental. Let's look at the translation. Please repeat. I am seated in everyone's heart. And from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta. And I am the knower of the Vedas. So before we go to Prabhupada's purport, let me preach a little bit. So, first of all, again, throughout Bhagavad Gita, more than once, Krishna stipulates that he is in the heart, that he is the super soul. We learned that in chapter 13, we'll learn it again in chapter 18, and even before. For instance, that verse, there are these four verses in chapter 7 where Krishna explains the defect of worshiping demigods. And there is that line, Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan, that the demigods will only give the benediction when Krishna in the heart of the demigod sanctions it. And that's why Krishna says these gifts are ultimately bestowed by me. So this is another fundamental teaching of Bhagavad Gita, that there is another knower of the field of the body. And who is that other knower besides the individual soul? It is Krishna. It is Krishna. So again, I am seated in, now we get a clue, because in chapter 13, we came across this two lines. Anumanta hi upadrashta. What did you say? Oh, okay. Good. That Krishna says, I am the overseer and the sanctioner or permitter. And that's another function of the supersoul, that the supersoul is witnessing all the different things. In the sixth canto, there is that verse which delineates the 13 witnesses of a living entity's activities. And one of them, of course, is Paramatma, supersoul. He's witnessing every single thing that we do. And then in that chapter 13 verse, not only is he witnessing, but he is sanctioning or permitting. It's not that the living entity is completely independent. He is independent to a limited degree, but ultimately things have to be sanctioned. And that sanctioner is the supersoul. So now in this verse, Krishna is saying, as supersoul, here's what's happening. I cause you to remember. I'm the one that's giving you knowledge, and I cause you to forget. And this is true for the devotee and the non-devotee. Here's how it works. For the devotee, Krishna says, I will help you remember me. We need Krishna's help to remember him. So Krishna is going to, if you want to remember Krishna, Krishna will oblige. Oh, you want to remember me? Good. Now, knowledge? Yes. What did we learn in the chapter 10, the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita? Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I give thee understanding. Right? The actual word, dadami, I give. How the devotee can come to him. That comes from Krishna. So if you're a devotee, Krishna will help you to remember him. And he'll give you the knowledge. That's also in that. I with the shining lamp of knowledge destroy what? Yes, the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita is chapter 10, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. Chapter 10, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. So also in that Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, out of compassion, I destroy the ignorance with the shining lamp of knowledge. So Krishna will give you the knowledge how to come back to him if you really are serious. And then forgetfulness. Yes, Krishna will also help the devotee to forget sinful desires. We have a stock. We've been living for millions of lifetimes. So we also have so many past desires. Many, 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 many past desires that are not conducive to going back to Krishna. So what does Krishna do? He doesn't remind you. He helps you to forget those past desires. And how does that happen? By chanting, by doing lots of service. We have an expression in the English language. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if the devotee is constantly engaged, then he'll forget all the bad things that he wanted to do lifetimes ago. And this is also true for the non-devotee. What does Krishna do for the non-devotee? Oh, I will help you remember all the bad things you wanted to do. I will give you the knowledge. How did Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, it's not that they were independent. Who was helping them? Krishna in the heart. Same with Duryodhan. All of them. Everyone. Krishna's giving them the knowledge. And forgetfulness, yes. The demon doesn't want to remember Krishna. So Krishna says, okay, I'll help you to forget me forever. And therefore, in the next chapter, when we come to the mentality of a demon, and then Krishna says, I cast them into lower and lower abominable species of life. Why? Because that's what they want. They don't want to remember me. So I'm going to oblige. Oh, you don't want to remember me? Good. I'll put you in the womb of demoniac species, life after life. You go to hell with my blessings. So Krishna does both. That's why, what did it say? I think it's chapter 9 or 7. I'm neutral. Krishna is neutral. As you approach him, he responds. All right, then the second part. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. So, if you are a real student of the Vedas, then you should come to the conclusion, Krishna is God. If you have not, according to what Krishna is saying here, if you have not understood Krishna, then your study of the Vedas is deficient, right? I'm the compiler of Vedanta, yes, in the form of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is empowered incarnation of God. He compiled the Vedanta Sutra, and that's, so Krishna did that. And I am the knower, yes, of course Krishna knows the Vedas. Everything comes that the beginning of knowledge is the four nutshell verses of Bhagavatam in 2nd Canto, chapter 9, where Lord Brahma, after years and years of penances and austerities, Lord Narayan comes to Brahma, shakes his hand, and says, job well done. And then Brahma says, I want to know how to create. And I want to create in such a way that I don't become overwhelmed with pride. I don't get entangled. So Narayan speaks the four original verses of Bhagavatam. Second canto, chapter 9, the exact verse numbers in the early 30s. I don't know the exact, probably 32 through 36, like that. 34, 35, 36, maybe 31, because actually there's six verses. There's two preliminary verses, and then the four. So those four seed verses of Bhagavatam is the beginning of all knowledge. After that, then everything else comes into place. But that's the beginning of knowledge. That's the beginning. Because when Brahma was born, he didn't know what to do. He wanted to create, but didn't know how to. So Narayan had to come and give him the knowledge. That's the four. So everything begins with these four nutshell verses of Bhagavatam. Everything. So if you learn those four nutshell verses of Bhagavatam, there's nothing you can't do. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All right, now we'll study Prabhupada's purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus, the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. I'm really glad that's there, because recently this was brought up to me. Yes, Paramatma is all-pervading and localized, both. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. And that is something you learn in the first canto, chapter 5. What Prabhupada just said, you learn that. And it's also taught in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya is preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati, and the disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati ask Lord Chaitanya, what's wrong with Vedanta? And Lord Chaitanya says, nothing wrong with Vedanta. I understand Vedanta very well. And also Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma that I understand Vedanta, but I don't understand your explanation of Vedanta, because Vedanta is like the sun. It's shining as it is. But Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma, But your explanations of the Vedanta, which is like the sun, are like clouds. You're clouding up the whole thing. So then Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma, here's the real explanation of Vedanta. And the same way with the disciples of Prakashananda, that I understand Vedanta very clearly. Here it is. I will now explain to you. So this comment here, this point, that the author of the Vedanta Sutra is Vyasadeva, but the author also wrote his own commentary. So what better commentary there can be when the author himself writes his own commentary? You're not going to do any better than that. So that's why the Vaishnavas, they take the Srimad Bhagavatam as the final authority, because it's the natural explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. And if anybody says, why don't you study Vedanta Sutra? Because we have the author's own commentary. And if you study Srimad Bhagavatam, you will have the proper understanding of what is Vedanta Sutra. You'll know it. As he says here, Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff. So that was in a previous verses before this verse. We learned that Krishna is a Vaishvanara and he helps the living entity to digest the food. The witness of activities and the giver of knowledge in the form of Vedas and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Anta pravishta shasta jnanam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does a living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to dictation from the Supreme Lord, situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. That's on this point of understanding. In the very first Shikshastakam prayer, there is that phrase where it says that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. So chanting has to accompany your study so that you actually get the understanding. So I always remember that that's important, that chanting, vidyavadhu jivanam, chanting the Maha Mantra is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. So I have to chant nicely every day so that when I read, I will actually understand it. Because that has to come from, everything comes from Krishna. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yosau sarvayar vedayar giyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishads and the Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of the Vedic philosophy, and worship of the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing him. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedanta Sutra confirms this in the following words: Tat tu samanvayat. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is also there in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati. So this first thing, by understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's called sambandha. Then by performing the different processes, one can approach him. That is called abhideya. And at the end, one can attain the supreme goal, who was none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's called prayojana. Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda Saraswati, this is the only thing the Vedas are teaching, these three things: sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. What is your relationship with God? How to act in such a way that it is reawakened? And then by doing that, you get the ultimate goal. You develop love of God and you go back home, back to Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined. Hare Krishna.